Turn with me, if you would, now to the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 6. Numbers chapter 6. We know and we are very well acquainted with verses 24 to 26 in this chapter. We quote them often. I quote those three verses often. But I want to read from verse 22 down to verse 27. And I want our focus tonight to be on verse 27. I read this, I don't know, a month or so ago, and it just gripped me. I saw something that I've never seen before, and I've been wanting to preach from this passage ever since. And I thought, I've never seen that. And I looked back on sermon audio, and I did, and I preached from it before. I just completely forgot. But I don't remember anything about that message. This is all new to me. And I've been stewing on this. And the Lord just is blessing it to me more and more. Today, I studied this, started Monday. I studied it really yesterday. And today, I enjoyed it more than I did yesterday. You have 30 minutes. I've had 3 days. Ask the Lord to do for you in 30 minutes what He did for me in 3 days, okay? Ask the Lord to do that for you. This is a beautiful verse of Scripture. Let's read Numbers 6, verse 22. It says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise shall you bless the children of Israel, saying unto them." So the Lord said to Moses, "You tell Aaron, who was the high priest, and his sons, who were priests, to tell my people that I said," tell them that I said, verse 24, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them." Isn't that wonderful? "They shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them." I'll bless them. When I read that verse of Scripture, this is the thought that goes through my mind. I want to believe that. I want to believe that more. I want to trust that more. I want to trust that more. He said, this is what He said, "I will bless them. I will bless my people. I will bless my people, my elect, spiritual Israel, my people. I will bless them." I want to go through this life believing that. Believing that. The Lord is going to bless His people. He has promised that He would, and He will. If He promises judgment, we're convinced He will judge. We're convinced. When He promises blessing, He will. He will. Now, His blessing may or may not include earthly prosperity. His blessing may be in removing earthly prosperity. Sometimes the greatest blessing that could happen to a person is all their earthly prosperity be taken away. And all they have left is Christ alone. That's it. Sometimes that's the greatest blessing that could happen to anybody. But even so, no matter what His providence is for us, it's our blessing. It's our blessing. It's for our blessing. And we just read right here what the blessing is. He just told us what the blessing is. If we have this from Him, then no other earthly providence matters. Whatever happens for the rest of our course here, it doesn't matter. If we have this, we have the blessing. He said, I'm going to bless them in this way right here. Look at verse 24 again. He said, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Do you see how those three verses say, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord? All of that is in Christ. All of that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 3 says, every spiritual blessing that the Father has given to us, all of it is in Christ. It's all in Christ. They're all seen in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are all experienced in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are all had because of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the fullness of God's blessing, all of it is in Him. And in Him, we see the fullness of God's blessing. All of the fullness of God, all of God's full blessing is in Him. And in Him, we see the fullness of God's blessing. Let me show you what I mean. In the wording of this, we see the blessing of the entire Godhead. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord. Father, Son, Spirit. Verse 24 is the blessing of the Father. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Father says, God the Father, the Lord the Father. This is what He says. I'll keep you. This is the blessing of God to my people. I'll keep you. Don't turn, but in John 17, the Lord Jesus Christ prayed to the Father, saying, this is what He said in verse 11. He said, I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. He said, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. He said, Father, would you keep them? He said, while I was in the world, I kept them, and none of them are lost. I'm coming to you. Would you keep them? Would you keep them? That's the blessing of the Father. He says, I'll keep you. I will keep you. I chose you. I will keep you. Verse 24 says, the Lord bless thee, and He will keep thee. Think about this right here. That's what His election was. Whenever we just read a moment ago in Revelation 21, when all the wonderful, all the blessings, and then you got to that verse where it says, but murderers and whoremongers and idolaters and they're not entering in. When we read that verse, do you say, well, that's me? You ever say that? Not in Christ, it's not. He removed all of that. And why did Christ remove all that? It's because the Father looked at some and said, I'll keep you. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All in the flesh are idolaters. All in the flesh are all these things. But the Father said, I'm going to keep you. I'll keep you. The Lord will keep thee. The Lord will keep thee. Verse 25 is the blessing of the Son. And it says, the Lord Jesus Christ, He will shine the countenance of His face on you. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. He'll shine the countenance of His face on you, and He will be gracious. He will show grace. He will bring grace to you. John said, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That's how grace came to God's people. The Apostle Paul said, God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And I shall see Him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. Face to face, oh blissful moment. Face to face to see and know. Face to face with my Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who loves me so. The Lord will make His face shine upon thee and He'll be gracious unto thee. Verse 24 is the blessing of the Father. Verse 25 is the blessing of the Son. Verse 26 is the blessing of the Spirit. It says, the Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, the one who speaks of Christ, the one who reveals the gospel. The Holy Spirit is the one who reveals the gospel. He's the one who reveals the cross. He's the one who reveals the lamb slain, the blood that covers all of our sin. He will bring peace to you. The Comforter, our Lord called Him. He'll comfort your heart. He'll point you to Christ. He'll draw you near to Him. He'll give you rest. Romans 15:13 says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. He will bring faith to you, and He'll cause you to believe on Christ, and He'll give you peace. So that's the blessing of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit on God's people. Now, I told you we're going to focus on verse 27. Here is the crowning blessing of God on His people. Along with being kept, covered, and called. And what blessings those are. Kept, covered. Blessed is the man whose sin is covered. Didn't we just hear that read in my study, for those who weren't in there? For those who are kept, covered, and called. Along with that, this is what the Lord said He would do. I just hope y'all can come with me. This is what the Lord said He would do. Verse 27. And they shall put My name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. He said, not only will I choose to keep them and to spare them from destruction, and not only will I give the gift of salvation, the gift of the Savior, the gift of free grace that came because of His substitution in the place of His people, the free gift of mercy, the free gift of the blood. And not only will I quicken them to life and quicken them to peace and quicken them to rest and quicken them to comfort, not only will I do all of that for them. How wonderful is it that He would keep us, cover us, and give us life and peace. But He said, not only will I do all of that, with that, I will put My name on them, along with My favor, along with My payment, along with My life, I will put My name on them. Do we know what that means? This is what it means. Turn with me over to Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. Verse 5 says, for thy maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is His name. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall He be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on thee. He said, I'm yours and you're mine. I have put my name on you. Thy maker is thine husband. Look at just a few pages over to Jeremiah 3. The next book over, Jeremiah 3, verse 14. Jeremiah 3, verse 14. He said, turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you. And I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. It is so sad to me. He said, I'm married to you. It's so sad to me when women today don't want to take the last name of their husband. You know how that's a popular thing anymore. Marriage is a picture of Christ and His bride. All of God's people need to know this. Marriage is a picture of Christ and His bride. The very reason that God ordained marriage was for the purpose of illustrating the relationship between Christ and His bride. That's the very reason. If we want some earthly illustration of what life with Christ is going to be like, we think about it, we talk about it, but we can't enter in. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, it's never entered into the heart of man. But the closest thing that we have is a loving marriage. A loving, respectful, kind marriage. And when a woman says that she doesn't want to take her husband's last name, this is what she's saying. This is the spiritual significance, the spiritual illustration, and this is literally what she's saying. I will not have that man reign over me. That's what she's saying. And a loving husband doesn't reign over his wife. He reigns with his wife. Oh, does it not just... It just makes me want to crawl under the pulpit every time I read that verse of Scripture that says we will reign with Him. How can that be? God's people cry, reign over us. We want you to reign over us. Please, that's our desire. Nothing would be a greater honor and a greater privilege and a greater blessing to us than to be called and to be known as belonging to Him. Belonging to Him. So we cry, please put your name on us. Put your name on us. My name is on them. It's on them. I put my name, I didn't, out of obedience to our Lord. I'm going to say it this way for the illustration. I put my name on her. And I put my name on them. And they belong to me. I belong to them, and they belong to me. You put your name specifically on a particular people, them. His name is on you. I knew Him before you existed. Before the foundation of your existence, I knew His name. And He put His name on you. And you put your name specifically on them. And they belong to you. And those are yours. And those are yours. And these are mine. He put His name on us. He put His name on us. We belong to Him. That is the glorious truth of what He's done for us. That's what it means. They say, I will put my name on them. I will enter into a relationship with them where I specifically am theirs and they specifically are mine. That's what that means, all right? That's not all that that means. That is what that means. I'll put my name on them. But that's not all that it means. How indescribably amazing with this. Along with our belonging to Him. Along with that, this is what He means when He says, I'll put my name on them. Turn with me to Jeremiah 23. Jeremiah 23, verse 5. It says, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. The righteous branch, the king that reigns, and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called the Lord, our righteousness. That's his name. That's the name whereby he is called the Lord, our righteousness. All right. Now turn to Jeremiah 33. Verse 14 says, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. He said, the day's coming that I will perform what I promised to them I'll do. Verse 15, In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David. That's Christ. And he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord, our righteousness. Is that not humbling? I wonder what we're going to be called. I wonder what our name is going to be in glory. His name. He said, I will put my name on them. I'll put my name on them. That's her name that she's going to be called. I will put the Lord our righteousness, righteousness, perfection, holiness. He said, as I am, so will she be. Blessed with me. Blessed, blessed. Blessed with me. That's just amazing. That is a blessing that just cannot be described. Can't be contained. It can't be contained. It can't be described. It can't be contained. It can't be entered into. He put His name, His high and holy. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. That's the highest name. He's given Him a name above every name. That's the most honored, the most glorified, the most blessed, the most everything. He said, I'm going to take my name and I'm going to put it on them. I don't know how to describe it, but it's blessing my heart. He put His name on us. And we're one with Him. John on the Isle of Patmos, the angel said to him, this is what we just read for our scripture reading. The angel said, come with me and I'll show you the Lamb's wife. And John said, I saw New Jerusalem, the holy city, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And John said, she looked just like him. clear as crystal. Revelation 4 says, he looks like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Revelation 21 says, she looks like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. She possessed the very glory of God. Having the glory of God, his name was on her. In closing, let me read something to you from the book of Hosea. Turn over to Hosea. It's just after Daniel. And if your Bible's like mine, it's page 1127. Chapter 2. Hosea chapter 2. Now, you know this story of Hosea and Gomer. Gomer, this wretched woman, just all of her wretchedness toward Hosea and his wonderful love toward her in marrying her in spite of what she was. And our Lord is saying right here, after telling this story of Hosea and Gomer, he's saying that that is a picture of my wonderful love for my bride. That's what he's saying. He's saying in the same way that Hosea did that for Gomer, this is what I'm going to do for my bride. Look with me at chapter 2, verse 14. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably to her. And I will give her her vineyards from thence and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Isha. That means my husband. And shalt call me no more Baali. And that means Lord with a lowercase L. We're still going to call him Lord with a capital L, but master over me. I don't know how to say Lord with a lowercase L, but he went on to say, verse 17, for I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their names, and in that day will I make a covenant for them with the beast of the field and with the fowls of heaven and with the creeping things of the ground, and I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth and will make them to lie down safely. I'm going to put an end to all conflict. Verse 19, and I will betroth thee unto me forever in marriage. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord, capital L, Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, saith the Lord, I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the corn and the wine and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. Jezreel was the son of Hosea and Gomer, the fruit of their union. And I will sow her, this my bride, unto me in the earth. And I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people. And they shall say, thou art my God. He said, I love you. I want you. I'm going to take you for my own. I'm going to betroth you to me forever. Our Lord said, you tell my people, I'm going to bless them. I'm going to keep them. I'm going to make the countenance of my face shine upon them. I'm going to be gracious to them. I'm going to give peace to them. I'm going to put my name on them. And I'll bless them. I will bless them. Aren't you looking forward to that? I'm looking so forward to that. As I read that, I thought, what a message. What a message. He said, "This is my, you go tell my people." What a message. What a blessing. What a word from God. How blessed we are. Truly, how blessed we are. All right, let's all stand together.